Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. Texas gubernatorial candidate is scheduled later in this hour to be in studio with us. King Freeman talking about the North American Union and a lot more. We talked about official government documents and announcements, how they want to engage in ethnic cleansing in the Middle East and break up all the countries in different pieces, carried in the Armed Forces Journal. These are just reprints of the official maps the Israelis put out in the early 80s. Right now, let's go to your calls. Justin in Rhode Island, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, thanks, Alex. I'm currently a freshman at Nichols College in Mass. I'm taking an elective called 9/11 Terrorism and Al-Qaeda. I went to one class so far, and basically the first hour, it was basically a lecture basically saying how bad everybody in the Middle East is, how Osama is evil. I brought up the fact, after listening to this, I put up with it for about an hour. I brought up the fact that, you know, the FBI just recently said, I don't know how recently, maybe the last couple of months, that they had no hard evidence. And then he started talking to me about how, oh, yeah, he confessed, and that's hard evidence. And I was like, no, actually, if you look at the confession tape, you know.
It's the fat Bin Laden tape. They've done a voice print. It's not him.
Oh, yeah, it's obvious. And you can just tell by looking at him. Anybody with common sense can realize that it's obviously a fraud.
But they've done a voice print. It's not him.
Oh, yeah. They found it in a house. I mean, I don't know what's more believable. But basically, I spent about 20 minutes in the class just talking to him about why he believes what he does, why he believes what he believes, considering there's no documented fact really backing up anything he said. So basically, I have class in about an hour, and it's and I plan on talking to him about maybe watching maybe one of your documentaries, maybe Terror Storm, Loose Change. I was going to burn a copy and bring it to class. And another interesting thing, here's the kicker, is that he asked me, are you majoring in criminal justice? And I said, no, I'm just concerned for my country, and I think you should too, and just look at these so-called alternate theories and realize that they're actually facts.
And what did he say to you?
Well, I plan on saying that today. I think he'll be very receptive because he told me that I thought he'd rip my head off because he's a former FBI agent in New York, and I figured he'd rip my head off for mentioning it. But I looked at other kids in the class, and they all looked confused. I think they were just placed in that class just because they didn't have any other choice. They don't really understand what's going on and how really important it is to wake up to the facts.
Well, Justin, give them a copy of Terror Storm. You've done a great job. Good to hear from you. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Mike, go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Good, sir.
I was doing some research the other day, and was reading the Nixon memoirs. I was just wondering if you had ever seen the section in there where he talks about the Bohemian Grove.
Yes, and how it's a huge homosexual orgy. We actually have the audio tape of that. It was a Harper's Magazine interview.
Mm-hmm.
We have it on prisonplanet.com for free. You can go listen to it.
Did you ever read the section where he talks about just the different speeches or anything like that in the actual...
Where he talks about the Lakeside chats? Yeah,
yep.
I've seen that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just also wanted to bring up, I was at an event last week. George Bush came to Pennsylvania. And
oh.
Was in the event, the soiree. And when he started talking about 9/11, I had to bite my tongue and keep from... yelling 9/11 was an inside job.
Well, I wish you wouldn't have bit your tongue.
I know. I don't know. Sometimes I just feel guilty if I get to an event like that and don't let my voice be heard. I just don't ever know what the consequences would be.
Well, the consequences could be dire, but the consequences are much worse if we don't stand up and speak out. But I appreciate your call, Mike. Jason, Bob, and many others, your calls are coming up. We're going to have our guest in the studio coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Don't forget, my new film, Terror Storm, is out, is released on DVD now, with 66 minutes of extras available at Infowars.com or at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
It's
Seer, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a real Texan with us, a real character, Kinky Friedman, Richard S. Kinky Friedman. He's an American singer, songwriter, novelist, politician, and former columnist for Texas Monthly. He is one of two independent candidates for the 2006 election for the office of governor of Texas. If successful, Friedman would be the first independent candidate elected to the post since Sam Houston in 1859, as well as the first Jewish governor of Texas. As of August 3rd, 2006, the polls are showing that Friedman has about 18%, 18 points behind Republican incumbent Rick Perry with 35%, and tied with independent Carol Keaton Strayhorn and Democrat Chris Bell. And, of course, this is from the Encyclopedia Wikipedia. Looks like it's pretty accurate to me, but we'll just get Kinky to tell us about himself. Yeah. It's always better to get it directly from the horse's mouth. Kinky?
A little update on that, Alex. The latest Zogby, 48 hours old, from the Wall Street Journal. Perry's dropped to 34. We're up to 23, tied with Bell at 23.
Wow, you're moving forward.
And Grandma's at 9, has dropped to 9. So
what's her name today? Has she got remarried this week?
Stop picking on Grandma now. Come on. Don't pick on Grandma. But this, again, is the likely voter poll that we're talking about. These are hardcore Republicans, hardcore Democrats. If you're an independent, you ain't in this poll. These are not my people, and we're getting 23% of them. And at this time in Jesse Ventura's race, he was at 7 points in a likely voter poll, and he won with 37 points.
Well, anybody is better than Rick Perry. He is an establishment monster. He has done things in Texas that are unspeakable. The Trans-Texas Corridor, the open borders. He wants to put transponders and all the inspection stickers to Texas down the road. Where does Kinky Friedman sit on those positions?
Well, we just can't afford any more full-time professional politicians running the state. We can't afford it. As far as the... are you talking about webcams now on the border, that idea?
Well, no. Perry talks about being tough on the border, but in reality...
Oh, he's not tough on the border. I visited El Paso last week, and I talked to the Border Patrol officers, the head of the Border Patrol, the customs people. They haven't seen Rick Perry in 5.5 years. He hasn't met with them. Not only has he not been down there, he's never been to the White House, to my knowledge, which I have any number of times. And if you're going to be trying to get federal funds, and I don't think the cavalry's coming to save us, by the way. I think we're going to have to do it ourselves.
Well, Kinky Friedman, let's go through the issues, because what's your platform? What's the first thing you're going to do if you get into office as governor of Texas?
Prayer in school, politicians out of politics, and put the prisoners to work. Those are three ideas.
What are you going to do about the Trans-Texas Corridor and the toll roads?
I'm going to end the drought, and I'm going to stop the big road. The Trans-Texas Corridor is a terrible idea. Texas can build its own roads. We can pay for our own situation. We're the richest state in the country. We don't need to be giving all this money to foreign corporations and raping old little small towns and churches and farms with eminent domain, which is exactly what's going to happen. It's a really bad idea. I want to get rid of every toll road in Texas, Alex. Yeah, I want the toll road to go the way of the pay toilet.
I like it. That's why we like it. The problem here is, if you were running head up by yourself, because the Democrat is a dead duck. I mean, the guy has the personality of a marsupial. But I mean, to get serious here, possum, to get serious here, how does that hurt you to have all these other candidates running? I mean, here you are in second place right now. And we've got Rick Perry with 97% of Texans in major polls saying they're against the toll roads. But then I guess he's doing a decent job of keeping it secret that he's the king daddy of all of these. How do we ensure that Kinky Friedman wins? Because I don't think I really trust Strayhorn, and I don't think I trust Mr. Bell.
The easy way is vote. The voter turnout is the big decider here. Lieberman's race in Connecticut and the race in Alaska, from both sides of the country, each of those races got 50% more people voting than they'd anticipated, Alex. 50% more than last time.
What's normal gubernatorial turnout?
Texas, last turnout, 29%. Perry and Sanchez spent $100 million to drive 71% of us away from the polls. Now, I believe that November 7th, this is going to be the biggest modern turnout in Texas history. If it is, I am the governor. If it's a small turnout, Perry's still going to be the governor. He's going to have a 10-year run.
Are you worried about these special voting machines that keep going for incumbents and that have been documented to have major engineered problems?
It won't help them stem a landslide. No, it won't.
I agree, because only about 30% of the state, the national average 35%, has these questionable machines in them. But I mean, seriously, isn't this just a battle of getting the message out? Because if we get the message out that this is the toll road king, Perry will lose.
He's not just a toll road king, he's the insurance king and the home builder king and the power plant king. And, boy, I was talking to a guy the other day who's worked for the legislature, and he says that the lobbyists, the insurance lobbyists, write the legislation, they give it to the paid, the bought and paid for legislators, like marching papers, and the legislators themselves refer to the gallery where the insurance lobbyists are as the owner's box.
Well, I mean, here's another example. The legislature and committee chairman demanded to see the Centra, TxDOT, Texas Department of Transportation agreement on giving 8,000 miles of our roads to private companies to put tolls on them, existing roads. And Perry and the other executives said, we're not going to let you see that. It's secret because it's a private agreement. Nothing should be secret that is involved in the public trust.
Political knowledge can be used. People ask me, do I have the political knowledge to run the state? Political knowledge can be used as a hammer to hurt people. That's what it's being done. When they tell Alex, this is a secret, we're not going to tell you whether it comes through your old family's farm or not. That's using it as a hammer to hurt people. I say knowledge should be used as a key to open up this bureaucracy.
Yeah, we don't need all of these lawyers and these career politicians. That is a check, a mark against them. They've somehow sold people that that's a mark for them.
That's
I don't want some pretty guy in a $4,000 suit with a pink tie prancing around like Rick Perry. I'm tired of establishment types.
Well, the fact is that Perry, Strayhorn, and Bell, between the three of them, they have 89 years of politics. They've been in politics for 89 years. Now, this, folks, is simply just not what the Founding Fathers wanted America to be. That's all there is to it.
Well, the people are hopping mad. They've had dozens and dozens, I don't know, like 50-something toll road meetings around the country, and I've been to some of them, and I've had cameras at others. In one case up in Temple, 1,800-plus people.
That's right.
And when they said, raise your hand, who's for it, 11 people raised their hand.
No, there's not a real Texan alive who supports the Trans-Texas Corridor. I've never met one. Likewise, I haven't met one Hispanic who's a U.S. citizen who thinks that we should ease the border restrictions on illegals. Every one of them is to the right of me. You know, they all agree with the man many years ago who said that illegals are going to destroy the lives of legitimate Hispanic citizens of the U.S., ruin their unions, ruin their livelihood. That man was Cesar Chavez.
Well, it is true that we've got over 100 million new births every 18 months in the world. Everybody wants to come here. Look how crowded it is with 300 million people. We just cannot have another 15, 20, 30 million illegal aliens in this country. It's already bankrupting the social services safety net.
Ah, yes, but who would Jesus deport?
What is your stance on all the illegal aliens running around?
I would say, number one, before we even address that problem, we have just got to look at Colonel Travis drawing the line in the sand. Remember, the Alamo should be our policy. Those men crossed the line knowing they would die. That's when Texas was born. Why even bother to call ourselves Texas if we don't respect our own border? This is a joke. I've talked to law enforcement at the Fort Worth Sheriff's Convention. I addressed those guys, and I talked to them all individually. They tell me that, and I ask them, you know, are things tightening up now finally? Is things getting better? No. Things are getting worse. Trafficking, people, drugs, weapons is getting worse and worse and worse inside Texas. It's crime syndicates. It's sophisticated as hell. You see these 20-car caravans with spotter cars and everything with no regard for human life whatsoever.
Well, I mean, look at Nuevo Laredo. In Laredo, the State Department has put out travel advisories saying it's as dangerous as some areas of the West Bank of Israel.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And maybe we need to take a page from the Israelis, because my personal opinion, not as a Jew, but as a Texan, is that Israel and Texas has kind of a kindred spirit. The people have kind of a Davy Crockett, John Wayne spirit, and it's a certain kind of resolve that I think America could sometimes learn something from.
You talking about building a wall on the border?
You know, there's worse ideas than that. I just think the Mexican government is so corrupt and so hypocritical. And they're the ones that are really making out of this thing. They're doing very well. It's their second biggest industry.
Yeah, they're using us as a steam valve.
Sure.
And then they're also, at the same time, 30-something billion a year gets sent back to Mexico from the United States? I mean, this is incredible.
Absolutely. And if they would step up to the plate and pay their fair share of what are the health costs here, just the health costs, in fact.
But we know that's not going to happen. U.S. corporations.
Well, if it's not going to happen, then let's take a hard line on the border and let's stop being political. That's my main. I mean, I can't understand for the life of me why Perry in 6 years hasn't picked up a telephone and said, hello, Bill Richardson. Hello, Janet Napolitano.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the video of the illegal aliens running around with the Mexican flags. Does Kinky Friedman like seeing that?
Kinky Friedman feels that I just say what I think is right for the people of Texas. I'm not concerned about, if you ain't Texan, I ain't got time for you. If you're legal, if you're a U.S. citizen, if you're a Texan, then I've got time for you. And basically, I'm not afraid to offend anybody. And right now, the biggest problem I see is that Rick Perry and George W., and I like George W., I've described him as a good man trapped in a Republican's body, but he's a friend. But I will tell you that most of these politicians are afraid of offending Hispanics. And believe me, that is offending Hispanics.
Well, most Hispanics I know are against open borders. In the polls,
many of them have been in the military. It's a direct threat to them to be swarmed with illegals. When I was down on the
We got to go to break. We got to go to break. We'll talk about that when we get back.
All right.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, you heard him. The latest Zogby poll is out. He is gaining ground on Rick Perry, the big government phony conservative. And our guest is Kinky Friedman. He, of course, is a native Texan, singer, songwriter, novelist, politician now, and former columnist for Texas Monthly. I know my parents are big fans of his writings, and
I'm not a politician. That's very important to point out. I'm a
dreamer. I know, but I'm just going off the encyclopedia here.
I'm a dreamer who never sleeps. I'm a compassionate redneck, but I'm not a politician.
Now, you brought up something. I want to get back into toll roads, the open border, the imploding sovereignty of this state. But you brought it up. You love George Bush. Now, let's get something clear here. I'm a true conservative, okay? Bush has spent more money than all presidents before him combined. He's got us in all these foreign wars and entanglements. He is roughly doubled. It's now more than doubled the size of the federal government. So, I mean, what are you saying, Kinky? I mean, I know he's a friend. You've met him.
That's all it is, Alex. He's a friend, and I'm mostly a friend of Laura's. And I got to meet George through Laura and became close to George. And I think as governor, I think he can help us, and he hasn't so far. I don't think Perry has any rapport with him.
But now you're running against his minion, Perry.
Well, I think we heard this last week that Karl Rove predicts that Kinky Friedman will beat Rick Perry in Texas, and that the White House will not be terribly unhappy about it either.
Well, Kinky, that's not good. If the White House is happy with you, we gotta worry about it.
We gotta distance ourselves a little bit. Okay, distance ourselves from the White House. I'm friends with Clinton too, but just because I'm the only man who has slept under two presidents at the White House, don't hold it against me. Basically, all we need is what George Washington said, Alex: common sense and common honesty, both of which are lacking from our elected leaders today.
There are. Let's get back to the border and the toll roads. I mean, obviously, there's a crisis on our southern border. What would you do, specifics, to deal with that problem, with the drugs and the coyotes, the smuggling, that wide-open border? As the Border Patrol's told you, it is worse than it was before. What would you do as governor?
Well, I've suggested George 41 invited me to Texas A&M a couple months ago to hear John McCain speak. And afterwards, I was telling George that... my plan, the five Mexican generals plan, which is given to me by Joaquin Jackson, retired Texas Ranger, one of my border advisors, to divide the border into five jurisdictions and to appoint a Mexican general in charge of each. And we give each man $2 million, which we hold for him. And every time we catch an illegal coming through his section, we withdraw $10,000. Now, this would shut off illegal immigration into Texas for a paltry $10 million.
Because their governor, their generals are so corrupt, they'd want to keep that money.
Let me tell you something. George 41 was laughing about this plan, and McCain says, he was standing there, and McCain says, you know, that five Mexican generals plan is better than anything we got going right now. And he's right. It's exactly what Microsoft does to stop hackers, Alex. They don't hire law enforcement people to find the hackers. They find the baddest hackers they can find and hire them. Now, this is the kind of thing we're going to have to do. We're going to have to do whatever it takes to shut off this border. What's happening now is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, what about just getting more funding for the State Guard?
Sure, you do everything you can. Now, what Perry's been doing, sweeping it under the rug because he doesn't want to offend Hispanics. His people have told him, don't rock the boat. The Hispanics are starting to vote Republican. You've seen those big marches in Dallas and L.A.? Don't make a big deal of this. That's exactly what he's doing. I didn't even hear him a peep about the border for 5.5 years.
Well, Kinky, did you know Rob Allen and Co. up in Dallas actually ran and funded and stirred up all those demonstrations? That was the White House running that whole thing.
Listen, when I was down in the valley recently, the Hispanics that I met down there told me, what are we going to do about all these Mexicans coming over here? Now, if I were in Austin talking about that, which I am now, people would say, Kinky's a racist. What are we going to do with all these Mexicans? Well, what are they going to do with all these Mexicans coming over here? They're threatening Hispanics who are Texas citizens, who are American citizens. Cesar Chavez was right.
Well, the vast majority of the illegal aliens are from Latin America, but we've got record numbers from Eastern Europe,
yes, we do.
Record numbers from the Middle East. I mean, you're not a country if you do not have a border. And I'm sure you know about the North American Union. Bush signed on to it, SPP.gov. Last year with the Prime Minister of Canada, Paul Martin, at the time, and he also signed on to it with Vicente Fox, and they're already giving Texas business owners North American ID, business ID numbers.
Well, the fact is, I don't have the answer to a problem this complex. Nobody else does either. I know one thing. I love the Minutemen, and here's why. Because when the Minutemen left Arizona, as you recall, when they went away for a while, the people that were the most relieved and happiest within 1,000 miles, the subgroup, were politicians. The politicians do not want the border on the evening news every night. They don't want anybody to shine a light and make the cockroaches scurry. I want to shine a light right on the border until we get it right.
Good, Kinky Friedman. We're going to come back. Calls for Kinky Friedman, 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Well, I tell you, Kinky's laid back. He's in here in studio with us. He's got his cowboy hat off, so he can put his headphones on and take your calls. And he's eating a... Kinky, what kind of cookie is that you're eating?
I hope it's not organic. I don't know. It's a cookie that Little Juford gave me. Little Juford is kind of the trail boss. He's a Jew, and he drives a Ford. Little Juford. That's really funny, isn't it, Alex?
Kinky, you're just something else, man. I've...
Well, you know, these people are, at least they've stopped asking me, am I serious, you know. A lot of folks were asking that. Now they're saying, can my daughter get a job with you, you know.
Well, let's get serious here.
We're going to win this thing. That's what I think is going to happen.
We had a whole plethora of callers they were holding from some previous issues. Folks, the phones are wide open right now, specifically about the Trans-Texas Corridor, North American Union, the open borders, any type of gubernatorial issue, because this affects the whole country. Texas is the battleground for all of this. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air with Kinky Friedman. Kinky, getting serious, specific policies. You're saying, yeah, that's a good idea, guard troops on the border. Yeah, that's a good idea, you know, to do this or that. Lay out really what your policies are across the board on property taxes, on everything. Break it down for us. I mean, here's an example. The legislature's almost passed a bill to put transponders in all the inspection stickers to start taxing us by the miles you drive down the road. That was narrowly defeated last session. They say they're bringing it back. What would Kinky Friedman do about that?
Get rid of it. More and more ways of taxing us is what they're coming up with. The worst being the tax on small business. Never vote for a Republican who raises your taxes. Never do that. When you got an $8.4 billion surplus, you got to tax small business? No, the answer is legalize casino gambling to create a permanent revenue stream of $6 to $8 billion. That'll pay for education. Then the property taxes will come tumbling down. And then we can get rid of this small business tax.
Now, I'm not a big fan of gambling, but I do think it's a free country. But, you know, we see these billboards about how $8 billion has been raised for education.
Lies. Those are lies. It's not true. If it's been raised, it hasn't got to education. I'll tell you why. The state of Georgia, every student with a B average or better in high school goes to college free. Did you know that, Alex?
No, I didn't know that.
You know why? Because of the Georgia lottery. In Texas, not one kid goes to college free because of the Texas lottery. And not one teacher has had a raise because of the Texas lottery.
Well, it's had a lot of...
I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're buying computers? Or I think they're lining their pockets with it, lobbyists and politicians.
Well, I know the lottery here has had a lot of corruption problems.
Yes, it has, right from the beginning. And this was not what Ann Richards wanted. You know, when she had the Texas lottery, when she came up with a thing, the hope was that this would help education. It hasn't. And we've got to, as far as the legalized casino gambling is concerned, we've got to constitutionally dedicate that money to get to education. And to do that, you need to appoint people who don't like the Crips or the Bloods, people who are honest. And boy, that's tough to find in politics today.
So you don't care if the lobbyists come to you and say, hey, don't control the border, Kinky, you're going to say no.
No, I'm not going to say no because I'm not going to meet a lobbyist. I'm going to do just what Jesse Ventura did, refuse to meet a lobbyist for the whole time I'm governor. That'll be the first Texas governor who's done that since Sam Houston.
You just brought up a key point. Ventura on the Tonight Show, nationally on television, came out and said that the official story on 9/11 is a complete fraud and a lie. And he jumped up out of his chair and he said, I killed people in Vietnam based on a lie. I lost a lot of friends over there. That's basically the quote. What do you think about the official story of 9/11, Kinky?
Well, I would have to disagree with Jesse about that. I've come to really respect and admire him, though. He's a conspiracy theorist. I mean, you say the words JFK, and he'll talk for 4 hours on the subject.
Like 90% of Americans believe it was an inside job.
You know, I'll tell you something, Alex. Let me take back what I said. Noticing what happens with the guy who, my friend who bought the horny toad license plate, thinking, being told as he bought it, this goes to state parks and goes to helping wildlife and preserving the horny toad, and now finding out that it goes into a general fund to help balance the budget. I don't trust these guys anymore. After the lottery, I don't trust them. So anything's possible. Yeah, it is possible.
You're saying the official story of 9/11 could be a fraud?
Could be. Yeah, it could be.
Have you seen the evidence towards it being a fraud?
No, have not.
Have you looked into that? Would you?
No, it's done. It's something that, it's just something that... That wouldn't blow me away to find out that there was some truth to it. But basically, at the moment, I trust the train. I just think the train of Texas is in the ditch. And I think that you can't count on these people that have been in politics for 89 years to put the train back on track. It's got to come from the outside. It's got to be the people of Texas, not the legislators.
What do you think about these calls to get rid of Posse Comitatus, the 1878 law, and start using federal troops in law enforcement in the U.S.?
Never heard of it. I've heard of Pussy Comitatus. I don't know. I don't know what it is. What does it do?
Well, I'm sure you've heard that in Latin America or in Russia, they have troops on the streets, but here in the U.S., we're not supposed to have the military involved in law enforcement, and the government, the federal government's been trying to basically turn America into a police state.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm against that. I think it's a bad idea. I'm against most of the things that happen in Washington, and let me tell you, I don't think you need to worry about it, because Washington does stuff like, what's the bill? They solved all this immigration crap 20 years ago. They just don't implement anything. So you can have a great idea, you know, and it'll never happen because these guys will rob us blind. The money changers are in the temple right now, right here in Texas, and we got to get them out of the temple before we're going to see any results. That's all there is to it.
Kinky, you're a real character, as people know, and that's an understatement. Tell us a little bit about how you grew up, what you did, you know, where you're from here in Texas.
Kerrville, Texas, where I live now. I grew up in Houston and Austin, and I I'm the oldest living Jew in Texas who doesn't own any real estate. And let's see, I was in the Peace Corps for a while, and that has given me the idea of the Texas Peace Corps, which is to bring retired folks back to the public schools who have the most love and wisdom and knowledge to give, and let them teach art and shop and vocation and music and life experiences. All the things that have been stripped out of the public schools of Texas, bring them back.
Fantastic. Let's take some calls. You can put that headset on, Commander. Do me a favor. Stay a little bit over this way so we can get you a nice, pretty mug there.
Profile,
on,
okay.
On TV, Commander.
That's my best profile.
And we've also got Dallas TV here, WFAA, the big TV station. Channel 8's here covering what's happening.
Is that it? Alton and Yeaton.
Yep. Yeah. So do you do any deer hunting?
I did. I stopped when I was about 14. I haven't in a long, long time. But
you got tired of having to skin them and gut them? And
yeah, right. I'm not a hunter, but I believe hunting's necessary, and good game management's a good idea.
Do you believe in the Second Amendment?
Yeah, I do.
110%?
Yeah.
You believe there shouldn't be infringements?
No, I mean, I don't. I mean, I do believe there should not be infringements.
Good. So,
I just personally, I don't carry a weapon myself, so if somebody's going to shoot me, they better remember to bring their own gun.
Absolutely. But it doesn't concern you, though, that this is an unusual radio station. Right over here in this safe behind me, we got the big guns to protect ourselves. You like that, don't you?
It feels good, yeah.
It does feel good.
It does. Yeah.
Because a free human's armed, aren't they?
I'm with you. Awesome. Amen, brother.
All right, let's...
Washed in the same blood you are.
What a character, man. Let's talk to Lil, calling from Fredericksburg, Texas. Lil, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you a thousandfold for having Kinky on. I'm just so happy that you had him on. And, Kinky, I am just so happy to hear you and hear you saying all the
rational things.
Just
tell me what you're saying,
Alex.
He's having trouble.
No, it's because his booger's unplugged here.
Yeah, that's right. We get Kinky in here, and somebody unplugged the wire, so we'll get him in here.
It's a Republican dirty trick.
It is. Carl Rove.
Liberal Democrat dirty trick.
Here, hold on just a second. Hey, guys, get in here and plug this in!
I can't.
There we go.
They're trying to torpedo my campaign with the cheapest...
Yeah,
this is Lil from Fredericksburg.
Yes. Here is the operative, the Republican operative that unplugged that headset is now underneath the table fixing it.
I could have been a Democrat.
We caught him. It's an operative. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Lil, how are you?
Oh, I'm just great talking to you. It makes me feel so good. I've had your bumper sticker on my car for well over a year.
Oh well, you're a great Texan, and I appreciate it. We're not going to let you down.
Oh, I know you're not, because I've been telling people you're going to be the governor for over a year, haven't I, Alex?
I don't know how you brought her out of the sticks here, but this is actually my aunt. And I think she called in the show about 10 years ago.
It's a very good sign. Lil, I'm telling you, this is going to be great. First of all, it's going to be more entertaining. I mean, Rick Perry's guilty of the sin of being boring.
Amen.
But aside from everything else.
Hey, Aunt Lil, you ought to call more often instead of calling, once every 10 years.
Well, I just kind of get embarrassed, and I love you so much, and I can't tell you how much I am pleased that you have the real, only rational candidate on today telling everybody the truth about what's happening in Texas politics.
Well, he's definitely something else. All the others are these well-heeled, oiled-up perfume with their hairdos and their $3,000 suits. It's pretty disgusting.
Well, they've all had humor bypasses, you know. I mean, they're just afraid to make a joke about anything.
You know, Rick Perry's been on this show, and he just called me a big fat hog when he was on. I'm serious. And Aunt Lil, did you hear that?
I did, and I don't like him.
You know, Lil, I was showing a friend of mine around Austin last week, and... he's from out of town, and he told me, boy, that's a beautiful statue of Rick Perry you all put up there. And I told him, that is Rick Perry.
All right. Aunt Lil, anything else?
I just want to know if Kinky has any thoughts about the Republic of Texas status.
No, but I think my advisor, when I'm governor, will be Alex.
Oh, great.
So he'll help me on that.
Good.
All right. See you, Aunt Lil.
Posse comitatus.
That's right. Let's talk to Caleb in Texas. Caleb, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Caleb. Hello, gentlemen. Hey, Kinky. I know you fashion yourself as a funny guy and a character with the cigar and everything, but a lot of Texans think the security of the nation is not really a funny matter. And if you're going to be governor of Texas and in control of an enormous stretch of our nation's border, don't you believe it'd be beneficial to educate yourself about the 9/11 truth movement and address obvious fact that 9/11 is an inside job?
Well, you just heard him. I said, what do you think about 9/11? He said,
wait a minute, Caleb. I'm running for governor, not God here. You know, I mean, what does it matter whether the governor of Idaho or something believes something? I mean, this is really federal stuff, isn't it?
Well,
it really is. We got no control over Washington.
But
we got
you're also an American, Kinky. And I am,
and it bothers me, Caleb. It does. But, I mean, I can't do anything about Iraq either as governor of Texas.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about the Iraq war?
Well, when we talk about Iraq, I always, I don't know, Caleb, this might bore you into a coma here. Well, I'll give you, since Alex has superimposed the question of Iraq here, I had an argument with Willie Nelson about Iraq just before it happened, before the invasion. And we were on the bus, Willie's bus, and Willie was against the invasion, of course. He thought it was a bad idea. And I thought it was a good idea back then. I thought that knocking off a dictator here might have the others looking over their shoulders.
But you bought Bush's lies.
Yeah, I did. And so I was for it. So I'm arguing with Willie, and he is smoking a joint the size of a large kosher salami at this time.
And
I'm not getting through to the guy. You know, I'm not getting through to Willie. So I became very frustrated. So finally, I say to Willie, look, Willie, the guy is a tyrannical bully, and we've got to take him out. And Willie says, no, he's our president, and we've got to stand by him.
I'm sorry. No, but listen, Rick Perry's horrible. Bell's horrible. Some people I know like Strayhorn. I don't trust her.
Grandma, stop picking on Grandma.
I'll pick on her if I want to. Okay, she's not going to get away with it. I mean, she's even come to our toll road meetings and spoken. But the point is that I've done an analysis of this, and what she's going to end up doing is taking all the independents and ensuring Rick Perry wins. Her son was the White House press secretary. I interviewed her ex-husband, Bar McClellan, who came on and talked about how LBJ told him he killed Kennedy. And I've interviewed LBJ's former mistress, so wouldn't make jokes, Kinky, about JFK assassination. I mean, you really believe bullets can shoot through two people and hit two bones?
No, you didn't ask me about the JFK assassination. You asked me about 9/11, right?
I know.
JFK is much likelier to be something really there, yes.
Well, you just said 9/11 could be something.
That's harder, Alex. That's how, I mean, you know, you really believe that, that's a tough one.
Well, I am the father of the 9/11 truth movement. You're looking at the source of it.
I am. Oh my God! Okay.
In fact, you're in the room with Moses. Would you like to kneel?
This could be a mental hospital as well. How do I know that? They didn't come to some outreach center, you know. But the JFK thing. That that shows that. I mean, this guy Oliver Stone. I mean, I don't believe it by any of his BS, but
oh, he's wonderful.
But no, he's terrible.
I had a dream about him last night.
Yeah, but did you see Brokeback Mountain? By the way,
No, I don't waste my time on such issues.
There's some pretty good looking sheep. Come on. All right. Now what?
Man, stop right now. Okay, caller, Caleb. Anything else? He's gone. Okay, Bob in Utah. Let's go a little further afield here. Bob in Utah, you're on the air with a guy who literally smokes down a cigar in about 5 minutes.
I want to ask Bob. Bob?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? I understood that Utah got rid of the test that we have. Like, we have a tax test for kids in public schools, that Utah got rid of it. Is that true?
I'm not certain about that.
Okay, I'd heard that.
Okay. I'm a first-time caller, Alex, and I just wanted to thank you for the show and all the great work that you've done. I'm a long-time follower of these matters. I listened to William Cooper, who I honor at this moment.
Sure, yeah.
A predecessor and a patriot such as yourself.
Yeah, trailblazer, yeah.
Right. And I was wanting to address the issue of drug running on the borders. We really shouldn't be surprised as Americans that this is occurring when we consider the history of Bush and Kerry and Skull and Bones, which has its history in the Russell Trust, organization.
Which made its money off of opium importation. Yeah, the war on drugs, Kingy. We've got triple the heroin, double the cocaine on our streets, more than triple in the last 10 years, people in prison, from less than a million up to over 4 million behind bars, 7 million in the system.
Put the prisoners to work.
No, I'm for drug decriminalization. It's really worked in Europe and driven down drug use. Where do you stand on that?
I think you're right. I think you're right, and I also think that we have lost the war on drugs. There's no question about
okay,
it.
Okay, so
you can get the drugs easier.
So you're for drug decriminalization,
yeah.
But you want to make violent offenders work.
Yeah, that's basically
it. Yeah, 67% of our prisons are nonviolent. Let's get them out and have plenty of room for the bad people.
But that's common sense, Alex.
I mean,
the fact that we got more prisoners than the entire population of Alaska or Vermont or the District of Columbia, and that Woody Guthrie said, the more laws you make, the more criminals you're going to have.
You didn't know Texas was number four in the world against countries? It goes the U.S., then it goes China, and then one other country, and then Texas is fourth in the world by itself for prisoners.
This is a great workforce. Put them to work the way Nevada does, the way Arizona's exploring.
Yeah, but not competing with other industries. It's going to be like rock busting.
How about having them fix the state parks? How about that?
Because right now we've got prison laborers, but they work competing with the private sector. We can't compete against 20 cents an hour.
Put them to work.
See, I need to be your advisor, Kinky. I can.
You are my advisor, Alex. We've already worked. I don't know how kosher it is for me to be offering you a job on the air like this.
All right.
We'll be working for the people of Texas after November, pal.
We'll be right back with Kinky Friedman and more calls. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
All right, Kiki will be with us until about 20 minutes into the next hour. And I'm literally in here deluge with the cigar smoke right now.
We got the guns, we got the cigar smoke. No, it feels almost like, what? Like Texas.
Like Texas. We got cigar smoke and armaments.
And we got people talking the truth. That's always nice to hear.
It is nice to hear. No, I've actually analyzed Strayhorn. I've actually analyzed the other candidates, Kinky.
Strayhorn, she's just been there too long. It's 36 years. That's too long to be in politics, Alex.
She's a black widow, too.
Well. You know, I mean, stop picking on Grandma.
It's a fat little black widow.
Don't pick on Grandma.
But see, you got to play good cop, bad cop. See, I can sit here and... No, but listen, when you get elected governor... You know people are going to go absolutely ape.
Now, Alex,
if you don't shut down that border and you don't shut down
the border... We're going to.
You're going to kick Centro back to Spain.
Absolutely. I've only made two campaign promises. End the drought and stop the big road. Those are easy to do.
How are you going to end the drought?
The same way Ronnie Reagan brought sunshine wherever he went, you know? I'm going to bring rain here, okay? I mean, I've lived in the hill country now...
Well, in reality,
50 years.
The rice farmers are stealing all the water out of Travis. I know they paid to build Travis, but that thing is empty now. I've never seen the lake so low.
No. The drought is a bad situation, and that's the kind of thing I can do because I believe in spiritual lifting, and by that I mean using the bully pulpit the way it should be used. The way look at JFK.
You're going to do a rain dance?
No. How did JFK get a man on the moon? Did he twist a bunch of arms in the legislature and like LBJ and that kind of thing?
No, he got people to have a love affair with it.
No, he got people inspired around the idea of putting a man on the moon.
Yeah,
and they did. And in the same way, I'm telling you, this governor has been obsessed with minutia, little things like the TABC arresting drunks in bars. I mean, if you're a drunk, it's a perfect place for you to be. It's where you belong.
Let's be clear. In Dallas and Austin, they arrested people in one case at a major hotel. He was a businessman, flew in, had three beers in an hour, and when he got the third beer, they arrested him. That's considered public intoxication. In a bar, at a hotel he was staying in, on a business trip, three beers watching a baseball game.
This is wussification of the worst kind. This is what Texas should not be doing. Another thing, there's a bicycle lane they're building all through the Texas Hill Country, which is, you know, that's the end of the Hill Country as we know it. I mean, it's a big, huge mistake.
Oh, you got the Alamo around your neck, so you wear Alamo jewelry.
Yeah, I got this out in Alpine, and I'll tell you, what I love about the Alamo is, as we know, it's so small. If you stand out in front of it, you see tourists coming up and saying, "It's so small, look how little it is, it's so small, I thought it would be bigger." And the fact is, it's really what Texas has most to be proud of.
What about Willie Nelson? You're saying he's going to be a member of your cabinet.
Well, you know, you got to use people for what they're good at. Willie is I'd call him a radical, probably. He's far to the left of me. But he is the hillbilly Dalai Lama. When it comes to renewable fuels, Alex, he is the man who can get the farmers of Texas with biodiesel co-ops and ethanol co-ops all over this state. And you people that don't believe that musicians can better run this state than politicians are going to get the shock of your life when you see the oil, the prices at the pump dropping in Texas because of simple supply and demand.
All right, we're going to break in a moment. You'll be with us for two more segments. We're going to talk to Marie, Joe, Chris, Eric, and many others. Questions specifically for Kinky Friedman. We're talking about the North American Union and the rest of it. What do you think of the attempt by Bush and others to bring in an American Union and get rid of our sovereignty?
Yeah, I think that's all a mistake. I basically think that Ross Perot, Ralph Nader, and Pat Buchanan had a lot of good ideas. And Perot, you can just, two of them right off the bat, a balanced budget, and the great sucking sound that we would hear, which we have, the manufacturing jobs going overseas. Why do the Crips and Bloods try to keep them off the ballot? Why did they spend millions to destroy these guys?
And by Crips and Bloods, you mean Republicans, Democrats.
Yeah, you got it.
The Gambinos and the Genoveses?
Pretty much, I'm afraid.
Oh, there's going to be a new sheriff in town?
There is going to be a new sheriff in town. There's going to be a new day for Texas.
All right, we'll be right back in 70 seconds.
Thank you very much.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.